Okay, we're continuing in the Tanya with this commentary of the Chassidus Mevoras on page Kuf Ayin. We're talking about how doing mitzvahs fits into the aspect of the godly soul. The godly soul, which has the three higher levels of intellect and the seven lower levels of emotion. And we ended up last week with a very important point. And that point was that for a person to do the mitzvahs, and those mitzvahs really become 613 aspects of the godly soul, as it were, and how they, those are the details of the godly soul, and each aspect gives life and energy to that body part that corresponds to that. And we said that the only way that a person is able to cling to Hashem is by doing the 613 mitzvahs in the right way. And the right way is the way you have to do the positive mitzvahs and the way you have to fulfill the negative mitzvahs. He uses a term called kiyum amiti, a true maintenance, true establishment of the mitzvahs is dafka if they're done through love of Hashem. Because the essence of love is the closeness and the dveikus to Hashem. And therefore, the mitzvahs have to be done with love. And that's kind of what we rushed up the last time. And it's going to continue with this on the top of Kufayim. V'yevsher ledovka b'be'emes. And you can only really attach yourself to Hashem in the truest way. Kim b'kium ramach pikudim. When you do the 248 positive mitzvahs, explains the Chassidus Mevoras. Dveikus amitis b'Kadosh Baruch Hu eina efsharis elei dekiyum ramach ha-mitzvahs. True cleaving to Hashem is only possible through fulfilling the 248 mitzvahs. So right away, you know, that's it. You want to be a spiritual person. If you don't do all the mitzvahs, you're not a spiritual person, and forget it. There's no other definition of spirituality. The basar adam lahavdol, we're talking about a human being, as it were, Etzem regesh ha'ava yotzer kesher udvekes nafshos ben oyev la'ahuv. Normal circumstances, one human being to another, the actual feeling of love creates a bond and a spiritual connection between the one who is loving and the one who is the object of his love. As it says in Parshas Vayigash, Yehuda relates the relationship between Yaakov and Yosef was v'nafsho k'shur b'nafsho, and his soul is tied up in his soul. And that's how it works between human beings. Masha enkein klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is not the case regarding towards Hashem, yevshel l'rikshe shov shel nivra liyatzer dveikus amitis embore. It's not possible for the feelings of a created being to develop a true connection with the Creator. Even if his feelings are strong, because there is no common denominator between them. It's not possible for the force and the feelings of a human being to reach the Creator. It doesn't work that way. It's not the same as in relationships between people. Footnote 13 adds, what does he mean, this idea that there's no erech b'nehem, there's no value between them? So he gives a mashal to this idea, the second line. Mechachom godol b'yosar asuk tamid b'muskolos v'yunim amukim. Compare this to a very big genius who's always involved in the deepest thinking. Vesek zehu kol mahuso, and his involvement in that is his entire essence. V'atzmuso v'chiyuso mamash, his whole life. In terms of from his frame of reference, anyone who isn't such a deep thinker like him isn't even compared to a person. So he doesn't exist in the world. There's real geniuses. So they only can relate to other real geniuses. So and he has no way of relating to other people. There's no way he can relate to other people who want to talk about football, and all he's interested in is Einstein's theory of relativity, and that's the starting point of his discussions with people. So there's no common ground. So it doesn't work the same with us and Hashem. So what do you got to do? Let's go back upstairs. El haderech hayechida liyitzor dveikas amitis b'Hashem hi al yedei kiyum ramach mitzvos asei. The only way to develop a connection, a true connection with Hashem, is through fulfilling the 248 positive mitzvahs. That's it. And he's going to explain why in a second. Footnote 14 explains a little more. Klaimer means to say, there's a big difference between the love of a human being and the love of Hashem. So we're talking about human love, the main connection, the main, you know, soulful connection to the one that you are loving. It comes from the heart. The fact that that love causes the person who loves to do the will of the object of his love is only an outward expression of that connection that he feels. Interesting. I don't know if Rabbi Dessler would agree with, I mean, there's teaching of Rabbi Dessler that seem to be a little bit different than that. You have to understand that. It seems that Rabbi Dessler seems that love comes from you doing for someone else. Right. Dessler says Ava comes from Hav, to give. When you give, that's when you will love the other person. So we'd have to see. We'd have to see. Masha Enkein, Vavas Hashem, when it comes to Avas Hashem, Hareha Ava Atzma Eine Yotzeres Dveikus Amitus Vakarish Baruch Hu. The love itself does not develop Dveikus. Dveikus Vapol Hi Ach Varak Al Dekim Mitzvahs. Dveikus only happens through doing the mitzvahs. Because you're talking about a being that you, it's just not possible to love Hashem just because you love him. The concept of the mitzvah of loving Hashem. So how do you fulfill the mitzvah of loving Hashem? It's this yearning and this desire to cleave to Hashem. Ach kedei ledavka bo yisparach v'emes, but to really cleave to Hashem, which is the goal of love. Yeshurch became Ramach mitzvahs asay. You got to do the 248 mitzvahs. You just got to do it. So he's contending in the footnote that to love another person, you have feelings for love. And you could have those feelings. There's a natural, there's common denominator between the two. There's a physical attraction, there's an emotional attraction, you're on the same wavelength, you get along. So that can just happen. That's possible to happen. Okay, and then I'll do things for the person that I love. On the other hand, Hashem, as much as you want to love Hashem, you can't feel that attachment. You just can't feel it because he's on a different wavelength than you. And therefore, the only way to feel this attachment is by doing the mitzvahs, which he will shortly explain why that is so. Now, let's go to back and look at footnote Pei Aleph, which is way in the back, is page Shin Nun Ches, right-hand side of the page. Shin Nun Ches, 358. And footnote, Pei Aleph, on this piece over here. So he says, Rabbeinu Madkish, Dveikus Amitis, Hirakle Dekim Ramach Mitzvos Aseh. The Rebbe is saying that cleaving, true cleaving to Hashem, is only through fulfilling the 248 positive mitzvahs. Because of course, even the loving and the yearning, that first step to Hashem, it does create a certain degree of connection. It's not a true connection. It's not an active connection to Hashem himself. So even though there's a little feeling of Dveikus, but it's not the real deal. V'alderech mover lahalon, as will be explained later on at the end of the parak, leading hasaga tefisa v'alokos, in order to grasp Hashem and to reach Hashem. Interesting, it's the same topic we're learning in Mesil Shasharm this week. Divnivroim yichol nitvos rak ha'ara mer Hashem, that a created being can only grasp a ray of the light of Hashem. But not Hashem himself. In the brackets, he says, Kim kasher tfisa, tfisa umislabeshes b'Torah mitzvos, except when the person grasps and encloses it in Torah mitzvos. Azai hi tfisa umislabeshes b'Kadosh Baruch Hu amamish. But when you're doing the mitzvahs, that's when you enclose and grasp Hashem literally. That's who the Pasim is. We'll see. This will all come full circle tomorrow morning in the Tanya class on his Maimer on Purim. As we'll see that, we'll it's important. The ones who are not here now will be a little of disadvantage. That's the same idea of the love of the soul to Hashem and Gan Eden. When there is no ability to do mitzvahs, can't do mitzvahs when you're in Gan Eden. You will still have that yearning to cleave to Hashem, and that will be an unfettered yearning to come close to Hashem. Soon you're going to connect to Hashem. But this is not a true cleaving up there. You can only get to the true dveikus through kiyama mitzvahs, through doing mitzvahs. So we'll have to say, he's going to have to wait till Perek Lamed Hey to his, he's going to give you more.
To Shemaim and here we go, we got nothing.
Well, not nothing.
Well,
talk about
I know,
nothing.
I know, but I feel like the whole...
You're going to enjoy, but you're going to see, I mean, that's what a lot of times he's been talking about that in other mimers. You know, we have to explain how that's going to work.
Yeah.
But there's certain advantages, certain disadvantages, each or less. Now, with this, perhaps you could understand the conflict in Chazal. Conflicting statements, one after the other in Pirkei Avos. On the one end, Pirkei Avos says, take all the pleasure of this world. Add it all up. It doesn't equal one moment of the world to come. And then the other Chazal says, you take all the pleasure of the world to come. Doesn't equal 1 hour of Torah and mitzvahs. So what is it? Which one's better? So the answer is, if you take all the pleasures of this world, right? So every physical mundane pleasure of this world will never get you even a ray of light from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every maple leaf game you go to, every steak you eat, will never give you even a ray of the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the world to come, you get that ray. In a moment, you get that ray. But it's just a ray. Now, the contrast is unbelievable. But an hour of Torah mitzvahs in this world, that's when your mamash connecting to Hashem. So that, you know, so it depends how you're living in this world. You know, and we're talking about the real tshuva and ma'asim tovim. Tshuva and ma'asim tovim. Tshuva is a big word there. And ma'asim tovim. So there's a lot going on over there. Now, of course, we have to factor in, well, what do we do up there? Well, it depends. I think we'll have to see further, but I would suggest the following. If a guy's a Talmud Chacham, then up there they're learning Torah. So he's going to be learning Torah. That's going to be his mitzvahs. That can develop a strong connection. Well, if the guy was just a good Jew and an ignorant one, so he'll enjoy the rays. He'll enjoy the rays, which will still be a lot better than what he had in this world. Infinitely, infinitely better. Infinitely better. But I have to see. So what are you going to tell me? A Talmud Chacham is learning his whole life and does mitzvahs his whole life. So then the next world is going to be a downgrade? Well, if he'll be learning Torah, obviously there'll be that connection. So we'll see. But this is a critical point, and we have to see what he's going to when we get to Gan Eden, which is a long way down the path. Okay, because Lutzado says the main place for the pleasures in the next world, and obviously, you know, you're not going to have a lot of the struggles. We'll have to see, but let's not lose focus. Let's not be.
Hashem will not be revealed to us even in Shammai.
That's what we learned in the whole first mimer that we learned with the Baal Tanya. There's other ways. You know, when you pray to Hashem from the May Noach, from the tears of Parnassa, and you're praying to Hashem in the deepest way, and you follow that up with doing mitzvahs, you reach higher levels. You reach higher levels. So let's continue. Let's stick into this world first. Let's go back to page Kufayin. Now again, so why is this so? He hasn't explained yet. He hasn't explained anything. So we have to enter the main stuff now. So the only way you get real dveikus is by doing the 240 passive mitzvahs with love. Right? So now why? So, says the Rebbe, Shem Ramach Evarin Damalka Kivyachal. This is the 200 fulfilling the 248 mitzvahs is called by the Zohar the 248 limbs of the king, as it were. As is explained somewhere else. So now we have a long explanation. Isa b'tikun azar. The Zohar tells us, Sheremach pikudim heim remach evrin demalko. The 248 positive commandments are the 248 limbs of the king, meaning Hashem. The 248 limbs of the king. Now how is that? Umashmos advarmi, what is the implication of these words? Shekeshem she'evrei haguf heim kelim lichyos hanefesh, just like the limbs of a human being's body are the tools to maintain the soul. Right. For example, ha'ayin, the eye, the human eye, he kli l'koch ariyah shel hanefesh. It is a tool for the power of sight from the soul. The soul gives you the power of sight. And the eye is the tool that we use for it. Ha'ozen l'koch ha'shmiah, the ear, is there for the power of listening. V'chiyas ha'nefesh sharish b'toch ha'ivarim u'machayasam, and the life of the soul rests inside these body parts and gives them life. So just like that is in the human aspect. Kach ramach mitzvah saseh hein kelim shebehem shere or enek seif baruch hu be'atzma. So too the 248 mitzvahs, they are the tools of which the light of Hashem rests himself. Why? Kivan shakarish baruch hu hichnis es atzma kivyachol be'mitzvahs. Since Hashem, as it were, enters into the mitzvahs. They ain't kamoi varmshal. They are like his mitzvahs. Footnote 16 mentions, that is, he'll mention in a few pages, that through the mitzvahs of Hashem, the light of Hashem draws forth into them. In other words, Hashem himself will be found in those mitzvahs, which he has to explain. He has to explain this. But the doing of mitzvahs is actually bringing Hashem himself into the human being. Continuing, Lefikach therefore, al yidei she'adam mekayem mitzvah zeh, by doing a positive mitzvah, shehein evar demalka, these are the limbs of the king, mizdavik b'kodesh baruch hu b'dveikas amitus. You attach Hashem in the truest way. It's not a ray of HaKadosh Baruch Hu now, it is Hashem himself. So he's going to have to explain that as well. V'nimtza comes out, she'atokon ha'pnimi sholkiya mitzvah zeh, what is the inner content of doing a positive mitzvah? The actual mitzvah, what are you achieving with the actual mitzvah? Is yitziras hiskashus udveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You are creating a connection and a cleaving with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As he says in footnote 17, as we well know, the word mitzvah comes from the word tzavta, which means a connection, because the mitzvah itself is that what creates the connection between the person and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not just simply because you're doing what Hashem wants, but you're actually bringing Hashem into you. Ulechein davke kiyam ha-mitzvahs mitoch ahavas Hashem v'tzimon lelokus hu anikra kiyam ha-miti. Therefore, if the doing of mitzvahs is that actual creation of the connection between you and Hashem, so therefore you have to do the mitzvah in a way that you want to connect Hashem by doing the mitzvah. And that can only happen if you're doing it out of a love of Hashem. And that's the kiyum amiti, the real kiyum. Kizeu kiyum kifi hatoichan ha-pnimi shel mitzvah seh. Because that's the maintenance according to the inner content of what a mitzvah seh is. A mitzvah seh is literally bringing Hashem to connect you. So how can that bring a connection if you're not loving Hashem when you're doing it? Loving Hashem means I'm yearning to connect to Him. I can't, because I'm not doing a mitzvah at this moment. For whatever reason, I can't do a mitzvah at this moment. I really want to connect to Hashem. That's great. You want to really connect to Hashem? That's great, but there's nothing there yet. Maybe a ray. Maybe. But if you want the actual Rabbeinu Shalom to be connecting to you, you got to do the mitzvah. But if you're not doing the mitzvah in a way of, because you're yearning for Hashem, then the whole point of the mitzvah isn't going to be realized, because that's counter. If you're doing a mitzvah grudgingly, I really don't love Hashem, but I don't want him to send me to hell. Okay, so you won't go to Gehenna by doing the mitzvah. You certainly won't go to Gehenna. But you're not going to feel any connection to Hashem when you're doing the mitzvah. The mitzvah has to be done with a love of Hashem as you're doing the mitzvah. Because the mitzvah is the tool of bringing Hashem. You could bring Hashem and not be happy with it at all. You're not going to feel connected with Hashem at all either. Let's see, footnote 18. He elaborates on this. The reason why the love of Hashem is enclosed with the fulfillment of a mitzvah dafka, it's the only way that the love of Hashem is truly experienced. And veloba mitzvah lo said, but not when you're not doing a negative mitzvah. How about I'm not eating treif? How about I'm not screaming and yelling at people? That's not going to bring dveikus. Why? Because you might ask a fine question. Well, love for Hashem is the root of me fulfilling the losa says too. If you don't love Hashem, then you're going to do averus. Shalolavor esrus shemiz baruch, not to go against Hashem's will. Kamodam ahoyves chaver shlo yasu shum davar negev son. Just like you love a person, you're not going to think to hurt them. Ulech on the other hand, gamayira hisiba lios zer bekimitz to say. And then you could say, having fear will make me be very careful and alacrity to have alacrity to fulfill mitzvahs. And that's what he says later on in the 39th chapter. He says a person doesn't do anything for another person unless he has love or fear. So it seems you need both. So why is he focusing on love? So he says, Acha hezber b'davru, but the explanation is, Sha'akesher bein avas Hashem l'mitzvah saseh ulefi, shebitui avas Hashem hurak bekiyum ramach mitzvah saseh. Yes, of course, you need to have love and you need to have fear to do mitzvahs. But the point is, in terms of the connection, how loving Hashem and mitzvah say are connected, because the expression of one's love of Hashem is only through fulfilling the positive mitzvahs. That's the only way you're expressing your love. When you're not doing something bad, you're not expressing it. It could be there, but it's not an expression. Okay, so how do I express my love for Hashem? What am I doing to definitely express it is by doing. And that doing now, and I'm bringing Hashem in, and then I achieve that dveikus. It says ki hu hayotzer dveikus amidim kadosh baruch, because that creates the true dveikus to Hashem. Mashen kim b'meniyah malavar alosa say, the fact that you're just not doing a negative, harein ava v'dveikus boli de pol b'maisa yotzer dveikus. You're not going to get love and cleaving through an activity, right? Unless there's an action. We can say the love is a reason why you don't transgress. That's fine. But how do I express the dveikus? How do I feel the dveikus? That's only when you do. And that's critical. So let's go back upstairs. When we can, so what do we see? Shekiyam amiti shel mitzvah sasehu. What's the real maintenance, the true maintenance of a positive mitzvah? When the heart of the person is filled with feelings of love of Hashem, it's feelings of yearning to cleave to Hashem truly beforehand, and you know that all the feelings of the world aren't going to help you be close to Hashem. The only way you're going to get to that cleaving is by doing those mitzvahs, because that is what actually brings Hashem into you. You are doing His mitzvah. The mitzvahs are the king's organs. He manifests Himself through those mitzvahs. Harei hu ratz lidvar mitzvah. So therefore, he now will run to do the mitzvah. He'll do it with love and joy. Because that way he satiates that thirst to be close to Hashem. So you've got to have a burning love for Hashem, which is only a desire to be able to get close to Hashem. And now you have the opportunity to get close to Hashem. And you got to say, wow, now I'm doing this with the great love that I have preceded this action, now is infused within this action. And now it's saying, now this is what I wanted. This is what I wanted all along. And then Hashem is happily obliging to be carried on in through this mitzvah and attached to you. The kivin shekach, since that's the case, harei rik sheyavas Hashem lubashim mamish besoch ki amimiti. Therefore, the feelings of love of Hashem are enclosed literally with a permanence, a true permanence. Shel maaseh ha-mitzvah, of doing the mitzvahs, v'shel ha-dibur, and through speech, the Talmud Torah, of learning Torah. Ki kasher ha-mitzvah nasis pesoch ava utvekes, since the mitzvah is done through a love and a beginning of connection, azaygam etzem ha-maiseh v'ovin achal gamit. So the whole mitzvah is done in a different way. V'tochiyas v'simchah, done with life and love. Ad she'ava hi kemo nishma samaisa. So it's like the love is the soul of the action. In other words, you're doing a mitzvah, you're shaking the lulav, you're putting on tefillin, doing all these things. It's just an action. It's a potential action that could bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu in, and that's the opportunity is there. But if you're not wanting to connect to Hashem in the performance of the mitzvah, you're not able to activate it. That's the activator that you're going to feel it, that it's there. You know, you're not looking for Hashem. You're not looking for Hashem in doing the mitzvah if you don't have any love. So it's like he's passing by. He's passing right by you. And you're not feeling it. But if you're looking for it, and then it's coming, then you grasp it. You're catching it. And that's why many people are not enjoying Yiddishkeit. Because if you really did the mitzvah through those feelings, then you would feel HaKadosh Baruch, and you would have the dveikus to Hashem. And once you have the dveikus, that would be an incredible pleasure that you would always want to be rushing for. But if you're not, but there's a long way till you get there. You gotta love Hashem. So how are you gonna love Hashem? It's already said. You gotta use Chachma Bina and Das. And Chachma Bina and Das, and you really think about what a Kodesh Baruch Hu is in this world, and you finally come to the point and say, wow, and then you activate the emotions. You know, it's like Indiana Jones looking for one of those buried treasures. Like he's yearning to find that treasure. He's spending his life to find that treasure. And then he finds the treasure, for him that's Kishmak. So if you're looking to find a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and I wish I could find him, and I'm yearning for the real deal, he says, okay, do a mitzvah, you're going to have it. So Hashem brings himself into that mitzvah, and that's what brings the dveikus to the person. So doing the mitzvah itself isn't hard, per se. It's not hard. But all the feelings and emotions that you have to cultivate through your Chachma Bina and Das, till you get to that point, that's the hard part. And then if you really have all that, then doing the mitzvah is the relatively easy thing. And then you feel that connection to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the system is fairly simply laid out for you. It's not a very complicated system. It's just difficult to do it. Okay? So this is how you achieve Dveikus Hashem in this world. You don't have to wait to die. And you may be even better off now. Right? But, so, that's why, you know, Chabad, Chochmah Bina Das, is the critical point. Because the only way you're gonna get love for Hashem is through Chabad, Chochmah Bina Das. So if you develop them properly, then you're beginning to see. Remember, I think many of us forgot the original question. It says, it's a very easy thing to be close to Hashem. Remember the Pasuk says? It's very easy. It's Karov, it's close. What do you mean it's close? It's very close. All you gotta do is do a mitzvah. That's all. It's the short way, that's the long way, he said. Right? All you gotta do is put on tefillin. That's it. You have dveikus. Everybody's putting on tefillin, don't feel any dveikus. Because you're not doing the system. You're not coming to true love of Hashem. A true yearning and a real love. And doing the mitzvahs with love. Now you understand why simcha is such an important aspect in Chassidus. If you're not happy, if you're not happy in the mitzvah, are you loving Hashem? Are you doing the mitzvah? I'll do the mitzvah, but I won't like it. I'm not going to be happy. So do you think you could say that? And I love you. I love you, but I'm doing and I'm not happy doing the mitzvah. That doesn't go together. You can't say you're not happy doing the mitzvah. That's the whole reason you should be doing the mitzvah, because you're happy to do the mitzvah. It's my pleasure to do the mitzvah. A person gives tzedakah begrudgingly, it ain't going to do nothing for him. Yeah.
But it's not just the emotional, like, in other words, you have to have the knowledge.
Yeah, if you don't have the knowledge, you know, what are you happy about?
You're
just imagining you're loving Hashem.
Does the knowledge of the mitzvah, the knowledge of what tefillin means, create the happiness which creates the mitzvah, or that you're working at the same time?
I mean, it'll make it stronger, but listen, if you love someone, you'll do anything even if it doesn't make sense. Does it have to make sense?
Right, but that sounds like that's not totally Chachma Bina V'Das.
Well, the Chachma Bina V'Das is generating a love to Hashem notwithstanding any mitzvahs. Even if Hashem commands you to do no mitzvahs and just say, I want you to love me. So how do I love Hashem? You use your Chachma Bina V'Das to come to a love of Hashem. All right, it will obviously add a little more if you understand why this mitzvah. Now you really understand why you don't have to understand mitzvahs. Why do you have to understand a mitzvah? Just do it. What do you mean just do it? Do you love Hashem? You know, these secular people say, I have to understand why I'm doing it until I'm going to do it. I don't understand. Why do you got to understand why you have to do it? If your wife tells you to do something that's really stupid, that you think is stupid, right? I don't understand why I'm doing this. You know what? That's what she wants. If you love someone, you do what they want. That's all. What's the big question? Do you love? So I love you. So do you love me? Please do this. I don't know why we have to do this. You're doing it for one reason, because you love me. And if you think something because you love me, that's all. Maybe you don't really love me. That's another story. Right? But with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, once you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no need to know why I'm doing the mitzvah. There's no need to know. This is my chance to express my love for Hashem. And then as you do it, you'll feel with dveikus. So can you imagine if you took out the garbage for your wife and you felt good doing it, do you need a reason? If it felt good, your mom should enjoy. Oh, it's mom. It feels as good as intimacy. Would you need a reason to do it? It's a good feeling. So you're doing a mitzvah. That is the kesher with Hashem. Now, no one's going to go for that if you don't love Hashem to begin with. If he's a big boss who's forcing you to do things, okay, I'll do it. I'll do it. I have to do it. So you're not going to feel closest to Hashem. Okay, if you understand the reason for the mitzvah, it appears, you know, they gave the reasons for the mitzvahs. Otherwise, people weren't going to do them. Why should I do it? Okay, it means they're not coming from a place of love. Say, well, you know, the mitzvah really does a lot for you. It's beneficial, isn't that? Makes a lot of sense. It'll make me a better person. It's really not, you know, it's like we say, it's a taste. It's a taste, but it's not the real thing. You shouldn't have to be told to do the reason. Do you love Hashem? Finished. You're happy to do it. If you have an opportunity to express your love to Hashem, you know, Why do men give women flowers is beyond logic. Logical it isn't. Logical it isn't. But you're not working with logic here. You understand? Yes, and women like flowers. That's what they said. That's the rule of life. That's the rule of life. Why a woman loves flowers? Hashem put in their tether. So man, frankly, I couldn't care less about flowers. It means zero to me. Frankly, spending $30 on a dozen roses is throwing money in the garbage. That's my, you know, everyone has to tell their opinion. What about the aesthetics? I don't have that aesthetic appeal. Finished. And many a man would rather have 24 bottles of beer than 24 roses. At least the beer tastes good. No, there's an aesthetic there. No, listen, if you don't like it, you don't like it. You're wasting your money. But your wife likes it. Finished. Did you love your wife? Yes. So if you love your wife, you want to express your love to your wife. Right? And then you feel good. Then you feel good giving it. You feel good. I'm giving it because now I'm feeling closest to my wife. I'm expressing the closeness that already exists. Okay, so really, yeah, you could have a relationship that's so close. See, here's the difference. Once a relationship is so close, the wife says, I'm moichel on the flowers. You don't have to give anyone flowers anymore. The relationship should come to the point where you don't need the flowers. You don't need to have the flowers. I mean, they're gorgeous and beautiful. I'd rather you give the money to tzedakah. If they both love Hashem, then the wife says, I don't need any flowers. Covered Shabbos. A lot of other things you can do with covered Shabbos. You can give tzedakah to covered Shabbos. I think it's a bigger covered Shabbos. If you have $25 you can spend for a dozen roses for your wife, and your wife says, I'd rather we give it to tzedakah. I'd rather we feed a family on Shabbos. You know, don't you think that's a bigger covered Shabbos? People like to do covered Shabbos on their terms. You know, bigger covered Shabbos. There's another family who's not, you're having steak and flowers and chocolate and all this. Mamash covered Shabbos. And the house next to you is having oatmeal for Shabbos. So what's a bigger covered Shabbos? Is that you don't have the flowers, chocolate, you can keep your steak and buy the other guy's steak. You don't need to do it anymore, right? But over here with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, since we can't connect to Hashem because we're not on the same wavelength, I have to actually do the mitzvah. But I got to do the mitzvah with love. And that is the only way that connection is going to happen. With human beings, I could love the human being, and I love the human being. Really, I don't have to do anything in theory, but sometimes you need to express it just to maintain it and not to fool yourself. Yeah, I really love you, dear, but you never do anything for me. Then he thinks he loves us. So you gotta find ways to, it just proves that the love is there. That's all. Sometimes you have to prove it to yourself. But with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it ain't gonna happen. The connection ain't gonna happen. Unless you do the mitzvahs, which he still has to explain that later on. He has to explain the logic of that, which is much later on. But you've got to do it. If you're not going to do it with love, then it's just, there is no connection. Finished. There's absolutely no connection. So now the biggest mitzvah you can do is Shabbos. Right? The biggest mitzvah you can... Now, here's a question. So what are you doing on Shabbos? If most of Shabbos is the non, is the don'ts, so then where's the enjoyment of the Shabbos? The don'ts are just an expression of the yira that you have, he's going to say in a minute. So what's the positives of Shabbos? The positives are, what are you actively doing on Shabbos? What are you actively doing? You're davening, you're learning, you're singing, you're saying smiros. That's why it's smiros. And all these things are such important aspects of it. Because what are you doing on Shabbos? What are you doing? I learn Gemara every day of the week. So I'm going to learn Gemara on Shabbos too. So what's so Shabbos-tic about it? What am I doing on Shabbos? What am I doing? I'm not going to work. Fine. I'm not going to read the newspaper. I'm not going to think about my business. Okay, that's good. That's good. So you fear Hashem. Very nice. It's good. It's good. So what are you doing? What are you doing to feel the closeness of Hashem? You have to do something. You have to do. What are you doing on Shabbos? How can you feel a connection to Hashem? You have to do. So what are you doing? So what are you doing? What are you talking about? So I'm stopping before. I'm saying Shira Shirim. I'm saying words of love to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what am I doing? I'm being makabel to Shabbos. I'm expressing how much I love the Shabbos is coming. I'm expressing it and I'm singing it and I'm dancing, and that's what I'm doing. Then you're going to feel the connection to Hashem, which, because if you think about it, this is very interesting. I mean, as we're talking, I'm just thinking this through. If Shabbos is a taste of the world to come, that's pretty bad. If the world to come is just a ray.
That's the way we make it here. That's the problem.
Okay, still a ray. A ray here is better than not a ray during the rest of the week. But you've got to do something to have the feeling happen. Right? So that's where this miros, and that's where this singing and all those, and the davening, that's a real davening. During the week, you can't have a real davening. It's so hard. You think about so many things. So you're fighting to be able to think about Hashem during davening. Shabbos is, you don't have to rush to work. What's on your mind? See, if you're able to push everything out, you have to do a lot of low sasses. Got to push everything out on Shabbos. Mamish, all the things that are bothering, just push them out, push them out, push them out. They're not there. You're entering the world where there's no cares, no concerns. So now I can maybe now I can once a week really daven. And instead, what do people say? The davening is taking too long. The davening is taking too long. What do you mean? That's when you're expressing your love to Hashem through the tefillos. It's mamash, it's really happening. And you have a longer davening, and when you're sitting at the table and you're singing the smiros, and you're eating the food l'kavod Shabbos, that's how you express your love. And that's why people don't enjoy the Shabbos. That's why they want to end the Shabbos as quickly as possible. So they're not feeling a drop. They're feeling nothing. I just feel a lot of fear of God. A lot of fear of God. Fearing God, it's enough, 24 and a half hours of fearing God. I don't have to fear him for another hour. But if you're singing Zmiros at a Shalosh Shudas, and you're expressing your Nichsof, Nichsafti, I'm yearning for you, I'm longing for Hashem, I want to be with you, and you're expressing that the whole day, then you're actively keeping Shabbos. That's what it's meant. It's mamish keeping the Shabbos. You're actively, in this world, that's how you have to express it. In the next world, no, you just sit back and enjoy the rays. But to feel anything here, because I'm physical, I can't appreciate the rays of Shabbos. The Zohar says the whole point of Shabbos is just to learn Torah and to daven. To daven and learn Torah. That's the whole point of Shabbos. I guess the learning on Shabbos is different than the learning during the week. But still, that's all you're meant to do on Shabbos. So that's how the love ties you in. Next week, we have to talk about where fear comes into play regarding not transgressing the Lo Tasseh. Okay, Shkayah.